Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hey friends, welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I want to deal today with one of my favorite Jesus stories. That moment in John chapter 5 where John shares with us the story of a man waiting for the moving of the water. The story happens near the sheep market, which is a place people would go to purchase lambs to sacrifice before they went into the temple. But it was also the place of an open-air infirmary, more or less a hospital without a roof. A lot of the sick and paralyzed people in Jerusalem had been taken to that spot and really, history tells us, had taken up permanent residence there. And one of the reasons was there was a legend in Israel that an angel would come and stir the waters, healing whoever jumped in first. I like to think of that as a picture of the law, which rewards the strong over the weak. It guarantees healing, really, to those who can keep it, or let's say it this way, to those who can help themselves. The name of this place in John 5 is Bethesda, which in the Hebrew means house of mercy. And when Jesus walks in, it truly lives up to its name. The Bible tells us he goes to a certain man, which indicates, I think, that Jesus came looking for that man. The man had been there with an infirmity for 38 years. He's not even able to get himself into the water when the angel stirs the water. He's trusted in his strength for healing for 38 years, but he's never had the strength to get into the water. He's never been able to get to the angel. However, this is the beautiful part. On this particular day, at this particular moment in John 5, the true angel has come to him. While law may demand you get on your feet and do your best, grace and truth is going to walk right to you. So Jesus asks a crucial question. Verse 6, will you be made whole? And that's an interesting question to ask someone who's been sick for 38 years, but it shows us an important thing about the human condition. I think some people have grown so accustomed to what they are and to who they are that they think that bad things happen to them and that it's just the way it is. It's my lot in life. And they're no longer truly looking for victory or for good things. The question is not just for the lame man, but it's for everyone. Do we really want to be made whole? Are we defined by our down days and our discouragements? Are we using our failures and our problems as a crutch? Well, the shocking thing about the story is that the man does not scream yes when Jesus asks him if he wants to be healed. But rather, John 5, 7, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I'm coming, another steps down before me. Notice that the man's so tuned to works and performance that when he's asked if he wants to be healed, he doesn't say yes. He just gives reasons why he hasn't already earned his healing. This is amazing. I mean, Jesus is there to do a great work of grace and mercy, and this guy leans on his inability to get into the water. So then Jesus tells him in verse 8 to do the impossible. Rise, take up your bed, and walk. And if the man says, sir, I can't rise because I can't walk, then healing would have passed him by. Instead, he must believe what Jesus is saying because he does it. And the Bible says in verse 9, immediately the man was made whole. Let me ask you this. It's going to sound like a simple, silly question, but do you want to be whole of whatever it is that ails you? Maybe this isn't just sickness or healing. Do you want to be whole? Then let me say, rise, take up your bed, and walk. This act of faith is as relevant now as it was when Jesus did it. If we trust that the healer is in our house, I want to tell you, he loves you. He's paid a great price for your healing in both your body and your soul. So today, answer the question, will you be made whole? It's time to take up your bed and walk. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.